A heat wave on the East Coast triggered a catastrophic wave of bushfires over the weekend. But as we've also been reporting, on the western side of the country, it's been a different weather situation altogether. Severe flooding across Western Australia this week has also damaged properties, destroyed crops and taken lives. Two men died in the rising waters in the Goldfields Esperance region. Many parts of WA have now been declared natural disaster zones, including the Swan Valley wine region, where some crops were completely submerged just days before picking. Claire Nichols visited the valley to investigate.
Well, this is, it's Tuesday morning, so we've had sort of, it was all flooded on Saturday, Sunday and Monday. So this is sort of day, four of this flood here down in the Swan Valley. I'm Laura from Upper Reach Winery, and I'm doing something I never thought I'd be doing. I'm actually looking at grapes in my swimming togs.
In this video posted online yesterday, Laura Pierce wades amongst the waist-high water flowing around her vines in the Swan Valley.
But the current's quite strong. I'm here in row, the Shiraz row 98, and I can feel the current now really sort of pushing down through these vines.
Upper Reach is a picturesque small winery, usually a short walk from the banks of the Swan River. At the peak of the flooding on the weekend, the water completely submerged these vines.
The river was probably a good metre and a half higher than it is now. And as it's going down in depth, it's also going down in width as well. So it's a lot less water than it was, you know, about 4 days ago.
So how much damage has been caused to your vineyard?
It's hard to tell still because we still have a river running through the vineyard with a pretty fast current. It's mainly, the most of the damage will probably be on the infrastructure to do with the posts and the wires. Also, because there are full vines, they will have had some damage from just debris floating down. As the river's going down here, now Claire and I, we can see that there are branches of trees and pine posts and that sort of thing that have been washed through as the river's gone through.
What about the fruit on these vines?
Okay, so of our red grapes, probably 75% have, we're thinking now, worst case scenario is 75% of that we write off.
4 kilometres away, Faber Vineyard escaped the flooding. But John Griffiths says the rain has still caused huge problems.
Heavy rain, 65 mil on top of a previous 70 mil 10 days earlier. The sugar level in the grapes has gone down. The roots of the vines actually take up that moisture, and we then need to wait probably every time it rains like that about another 10 days. So we've got about a 20-day delay in harvest. So that's the first thing. And you know, nobody likes to delay harvest. They like to get your fruit ripe and get it off as quick as you can, and then the risks are minimised. On top of that, because of the rain, potentially the grapes can actually split, taking up that moisture. We haven't seen that here at Faber, but there is some of the vineyards in the Swan Valley have suffered splitting. And also moulds, botrytis, which is the grey mould, can start to grow on the grapes, particularly any split grapes.
John Griffiths is the president of the Swan Valley Regional Winemakers Association. The Swan Valley is one of the oldest and smallest wine regions in the country, and he says the impact of these summer rains will be felt right across the region.
Well, we grow about 3,000 tonnes of wine grapes in the Swan Valley, and I would say we've probably got 10% of the grapes lost due to actual flooding and submerging of vineyards. But I would say we're going to have possibly the same quantum of losses across all of the vineyards because of just the rain itself and rotting of fruit.
Daryl Treese's family has grown table grapes in the Swan Valley since the 1970s. 4 days after the flooding began, you can still see the water covering at least half of his vines.
Probably 85% has lost. We've also lost a tractor somewhere down there. I think I can start to see it coming out now, and a lot of other equipment. The water came up very quickly, so we couldn't get everything out.
When would you normally have picked these grapes?
They're ripe. We should be picking now. We would have ordinarily been picking, and probably this and the property on the river down there would have been finished by now.
Daryl Treese is also the president of the Grape Growers Association of WA, as well as a member of the local council. He estimates the damage bill for table grape growers to be in the region of $10 to $15 million. The flooding has hit table grape growers particularly hard. Unlike winemakers who can continue to sell the wine they already have bottled, for table grape growers, the loss of this crop means there'll be no more money coming in this year.
It is. It is a year's income, yes. We rely on the generosity of the banks now.
On Monday, the Premier Colin Barnett declared this area to be a natural disaster zone. That means growers like Darryl Trees could be eligible for grants to help in the recovery.
Hopefully it means there's government grants available to us through the Wanderer funding and also federal assistance in the form of $25,000 to assist with clean-up and some infrastructure damage. Hopefully it also make low-interest or interest-free loans available to growers to re-establish for the next season.
But the fruit is looking really quite nice.
Back at Upper Reach, Laura Pearce is keeping positive. Once the waters recede, the messy clean-up will begin, and she remains hopeful that some grapes might still be salvaged.
We will manage this situation. Like you say, probably most of the grapes we've written off, but we don't have to completely say that and give up yet. We're still going to go in and have a little go, pull them out and see what they look like, if there's any good stuff that is accessible. And we have got wine to sell still, and it's red wine, so we have a few extra years in the bank, and we've got some plans, so we won't be bereft.
That's good. Maybe we'll get a new varietal source after these drowned grapes. That's Laura Pearce looking on the bright side of things. She's from Upper Reach Winery, finishing that report from Claire Nichols.